brought to you by iFileFolder.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you are a foreign offshore above the law banking cartel, and the public starts to wake up to your activities, what do? Well, you try to divert and distract the public by creating internal strife that is beginning to border on civil war. So we're not predicting 4 years ago or a year ago or 6 months ago or a month ago that the Justice Department was going to stir up race riots in this country and that the new act of protest would be to kill police. And the police are also getting more brutal and killing more citizens. There is a real problem there, but the answer isn't kill more police or kill more citizens, obviously. So I want to open the phones up right here at the start of the broadcast for first-time callers today, or if you haven't called in a year. Let's say first-timer folks that haven't called in a long time, or police separately, military, you name it, or anybody that thinks it's a good idea to shoot cops. Because I see on Facebook and Twitter a lot of people saying this is a good thing. And I had callers yesterday that basically said they were Caucasians and that they understand why people are shooting cops. So see, it's not just a black-white thing. There is a lot of hatred towards the police, and I want to flesh out today where I stand and where I think as a country we should go to avoid all this. Because the social engineers have helped set up a lot of these problems, then they ride those crises to greater and greater control, and that is now happening right now. And I'm not going to go back for credibility's sake and show you all the articles and special reports we did in the last 5 years, predicting this, intensifying the last 6 months. Everybody heard it. Everybody knows it. You can see the preparations. You can see the state-run media hyping it. And now Al Sharpton and the Democrats and others are backing off a little bit. And you've got the former deputy director of the FBI saying they think there's going to be more of this. You've got quotes from Sheriff Arpaio saying he's afraid it'll spread across the nation, and police departments on alert. Now, we tried to stop this paradigm from growing. So at this point, though, I would just point out that state-run media continues to make the whole fight with the people in the government in this country about the people and the police, instead of looking at the actual lawyers and politicians and corporations and special interests and treaties and the UN, instead of really looking at what's driving the car, we're talking about tires, tire treads. We're talking about where the rubber meets the road, the cops. And it's just the stupidest place in the world to point the revolution, unless you want the revolution to fail and to be a big, fat, disgusting bloodbath. Because you notice the Tea Party's taking over the Republican Party. The states are getting taken over. People are really waking up. So the globalists are flooding the borders, trying to bankrupt us, signing us on to derivatives, getting ready to go after pension funds. They want to gut us before we fully wake up. They want to use economic serfdom as a tool of control. And if it means the globalists get away with it, they will start a civil war, as I've been harping and harping. So I want to look into a lot of other news on the flu outbreak and on Fox News investigative reporters saying that the CDC is covering up thousands of potential Ebola cases. We'll get into North Korea and just the bizarreness there. North Korea threatened strikes on U.S. amid hacker claims. It's all coming up on this live Monday, the 22nd of December, 2014.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to be here every day this week, live, but Christmas Day, to make up for some of the days I missed last week. And, of course, we were live yesterday with the Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Well, where to begin today? This is just a smattering of what's coming up. We have video of this and audio. Gun control advocate urges kids to inform on parents and turn in their firearms, even when they're legal, and to take, this is a PSA video being paid for through Bloomberg Groups, to take your parents' guns and take them to the police. That's encouraging, in my view, theft. And it's very dangerous. Hey, you're 10 years old, go get your dad's gun and take it to the police. Or take it to the school. What if some 10 or 12-year-old does this and gets gunned down when they pull a gun out at school? I mean, this is just unbelievable. We're going to be getting into that report, getting into Paul Watson's report. There's just no end to the statist, just like in North Korea, trying to get control of our children's minds and telling us our children don't belong to our families. They belong to the state. Time magazine says right-wing militias are the real threat to cops, even though statistically, you can look at the numbers, people directly tied to right-wing groups or militias kill about 4 cops a year. I have the Justice Department's own numbers here. Conversely, thousands die while writing tickets when cars come out of their lane. Still, thousands more die in car wrecks. Thousands get shot in shootouts at bank robberies, you name it, with drug gangs, things like that. No, though. When you go to the actual Homeland Security training manuals and videos, it's all, we're talking like 80-something percent, about the evil right-wingers. We've got to have MRAPs. We've got to have tanks. We've got to have armored vehicles. We've got to train because there's a coming war with the Patriots coming. Meanwhile, you have the Justice Department, and you now have the former deputy director of the FBI coming out and saying this. You have police unions coming out and saying this. And I'll go through the articles that, indeed, the White House and the Justice Department are putting out the narrative using very sad cases like Garner and Brown and others to cause a huge backlash, a cause celeb, and then a legitimization of shooting police as a form of protest, which is hurtling the country towards an expansion of the police state in answer to it and to a backlash that will be unduly focused on to black folks. But see, the government wants black people isolated, under government control, in government reservations, only thinking the Democrats and Al Sharpton and MSNBC and Rachel Maddow, are going to save them. They want them balkanized and isolated, scared of everybody that isn't black, and everybody that isn't black scared of blacks. This is how they have destroyed the black community in this country to a great extent, and they're using the same tactics, just reversed, to destroy every other community. When the truth is, people just want to live together in peace. People go to school together. They work together. They get married. People just want to get along and be friends and go play softball or go fishing. People are just people. See, they had a problem 65, 70 years ago. Blacks in America were more conservative on average in the most conservative white areas. They had higher savings rates. In many areas of the country, higher legitimacy rates. That is not children out of wedlock. We're extremely Christian. We're anti-communist. The communists in the 30s tried to take over black communities. It fell on its face. So Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, this is all public knowledge. You can look this up. Said, we're going to go hire all the major black preachers, pay them huge salaries, build them churches, and we're going to replace one system of control, segregation, with another to get rid of these huge, rich, wealthy black neighborhoods. They said, oh, you don't want us in your hotel? You don't want us in your restaurant? That's what doesn't kill you, only makes you stronger. So they had hotels, restaurants, shopping malls, department stores back in the 30s and 40s. And so we've got the public letters by Congressman LBJ and others by the 50s saying, listen, these blacks are voting for the Republicans. They just passed the Civil Rights Act. They just voted in Eisenhower for a second term. We have got to shut them down. The answer was the Great Society. Hey, women, we're going to give you a free paycheck. Just don't have a man in the house. And we're going to have social workers, and the state's going to get involved. And boy, you can see what's happened. You can see the destruction. The destruction, the demographics are over the top. 80-plus percent, in some areas 90-plus percent illegitimacy. crime rates in some areas 10 times what they are in other areas. I mean, the numbers are well known. They run from bad to worse. And now those same demographics are shifting into every community because it's a program of degeneration. And when they're done with all the hip-hop gangsters and all of the cop killer music, when they're done, black communities are going to look like open-air Warsaw ghetto concentration camps. They always test the takeover on who is seen as the weakest group. And it's all Democratic Party run, Chicago, New York, D.C., the list goes on. And these cities collapse, like Detroit, when they're done. And they know exactly what they're doing. Just type in LBJ's racist letters on blacks. Type in Margaret Sanger's letters on calling blacks weeds, subhuman weeds that had to be dealt with. And how they would forge a liberal movement to get their trust. This is not my opinion. You can go online. You'll go to major universities online. You can see scans of Margaret Sanger's handwritten letters to different robber barons who were financing her to carry out the operations. In fact, go back up to the top of that and I'll give folks the source. MSNBC. Lyndon Johnson was a civil rights hero, but also a racist. And they try to spin it because he uses the word, the N-word, a lot. There's the Washington Times, Margaret Sanger, racist, eugenicist, extraordinaire. But they just call him racist. Folks, they lay out the complete plan in public letters that I've made films on to kill as many black people as they can. And they've done a great job. 52% of blacks since 1973 never got out of the womb in one piece. So you're not going to hear anything from the Reverend Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton or any of these people that, oh, black lives matter and I can't breathe, and use some of these sickening examples to stir everybody up. Let me tell you, cops didn't kill 52% of black people. The government did. In a letter to Gable in 39, that's Procter & Gamble, we do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the minister is the man who can strengthen and straighten out the idea that if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members, Margaret Sanger commenting on the Negro Project, Tuskegee was part of that, just so everybody know, injecting blacks with syphilis, in a letter to Gamble, December 10th, 1939. And it just goes on from there. Do you understand? So I don't want to hear a bunch of arrogant, high-horsing, oh, shut up, you're white racist. And that's usually from some trust fund racist punk. Like this guy, we have an article about it on Infowars.com that works for the Justice Department, meets with him, you know, white. He's running around on video saying, hey, pigs in a blanket, to the police. There's new video of him running around saying that, pigs in a blanket, pigs in a blanket. Like, I'm going to get to that and name him later. This is so the police all form ranks, see the public as the enemy, and all these tactics that will then be used on poor black folks will then be used on everybody else. Ferguson protester met with DOJ taunts police with NYPD cop killer quote. Fellow protester labels shooter mother bleeping hero. Was he a hero for shooting his girlfriend right before he went and did that too? And granted, and a lot of New York PD are arrogant. They're in their own world. It is a sight to behold. I've been in Mexico around corrupt police, and they're not as arrogant, though they'll shake you down worse. They're more corrupt, probably, but not as arrogant. Because they understand. They just want the money. They don't want to rub your face in it. The cops in New York are worse than cops, in my experience, in Mexico. And I've been to Mexico a lot. But it doesn't mean you get to randomly walk up to two of them and blow their heads off. And a lot of them are good people. But it doesn't matter. They get due process.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with OxyPowder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, OxyPowder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using OxyPowder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this OxyPowder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. OxyPowder flushes it out. Secure your OxyPowder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
What disaster is so powerful? It unleashes a chain of mass pandemics, economic meltdowns, and violent food riots, all at the same time. NASA has already set the countdown timer, and right now the 21st century apocalypse is less than 13 months away. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says two-thirds of U.S. population could perish. In a matter of seconds, the world as we know it will cease to exist. The world's economy will be wiped out. Mass riots will follow. Ancient diseases will reemerge. How will you shield yourself and your loved ones from this upcoming apocalypse? Go to darkestdays.info to find out proven methods of protecting yourself, your loved ones, and even your entire community when this worst-case scenario unravels. That's darkestdays.info. Darkestdays.info. Go there before this life-saving information becomes unavailable to the large public. Go to darkestdays.info now. We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Alex Jones. I want to open the phones up to hear from people that think it's a good idea to shoot police. Because we even had a few calls yesterday saying, well, I don't want to shoot the police, but, you know, they've got it coming. And see, there's the paradox. Because if you look at Albuquerque, that has one of the highest rates of shooting unarmed people, homeless people, And as the cops pull up, one of them says, you know, I'm going to kill this guy. I can't wait to kill him. And then they shoot him over and over again and then let the dog bite on his dead body. And then nobody gets in trouble. And you see police choke somebody to death and then they don't get in trouble. But even if you think that's cold-blooded murder, then do you randomly go out and just shoot two cops sitting in a car? Absolutely not. Plus, all that's going to do is start a civil war. The police will arm. They will start getting itchy trigger fingers. They'll start killing more citizens. And it is going to turn into a giant bloodbath. It is going to descend. And you can see the media, the state-run media, the same ones that want our borders open and want our kids and want forced inoculations and want our guns and are putting us under UN treaty and that want to censor the internet and that want to control our lives. The rich crony capitalist elite that aren't free market, that are insulated from most of this. Of course, Bloomberg's kid just got mugged on Friday. They said, oh, normally there are police stations at the house, but there weren't that night. Oh, you get police stationed at your house, but if I live in Chicago, I don't, and I'm not supposed to have a gun.
Actually, it was the other gun grabber, Rahm Emanuel.
Oh, it was Rahm Emanuel's son. That's right. Did I say Bloomberg?
I think so.
I can't keep track of all these gun grabbers. I know almost every gun control group out there is funded by Bloomberg or by George Soros or by the UN or by the Ford Foundation. But yes, Mayor Emanuel's son robbed outside family Lakeview home, CBS News. Thank you for correcting me. I mix these traitors all up. Michael Moore, who has six bodyguards. His guys have been arrested carrying guns illegally before. I tried to ask Moore a question on the street. It's in my film, Martial Law. So his guys started basically hitting me, bumping into me. And as soon as I ran my elbow back into his side, he, ooh, ooh. Those are some bodyguards, let me tell you. That was pretty funny, actually. It's on video. I want to hear from you on this issue. I know I talk about it a lot because this is what the globalists plan to do. Destabilize this country, racial tension, focus the anger that people have on the government at the police instead of the criminals up the chain. There are a lot of peaceful ways, effective ways with ideas and lawsuits and peaceful demonstrations to take this country and this planet back. Freedom is popular. We need to legalize freedom, as Ron Paul has said over and over again. And I've seen the entire preparation by the Pentagon, the police system, you name it, to bring in this crisis that Obama, in his last 2 years, plans to kick off. The toll-free number to join us, first-time callers or police, or people that agree, because I got two of these calls yesterday. Well, I don't want to kill cops, but I see why it's happening. Because, you know, they're killing a lot of us. And they were white guys that called in. And I've got a lot of criticism on Infowars.com. It's a minority of criticism, but it's there. And on YouTube. Hey, Alex, you know, the police are out of control. Well, you don't fix a problem by doing more of something evil. Two wrongs will make a right. MSNBC is hyping this and demonizing the police. That's all you need to know. They're scapegoating the most visible group that is, in many respects, the enforcer of the corrupt system. But they're Americans, too. And you just cannot say because someone is in a blue uniform that they're the bad guy when there's so many different jurisdictions. That's why we don't want a central federal government running at all, because then there's no diversity in it. There's no reform. It just tends to get more corrupt. 800-259-9231. Can we stop the attempt to start race war, civil unrest, and a civil war between the people and the police. And once they get it started, Time Magazine's saying it, they're going to flip it onto the Patriots. Just like they said that Homeland Security was for Al-Qaeda, now it's for the Patriots. 800-259-9231.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The AlkaVision team would like to thank you for your support this past year. We're proud to have helped so many people feel more vibrant with our unique blend of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Share the gift of health and vitality this holiday season. Order 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615, or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The AP reports that police killings of blacks has been voted the top story of 2014. I think the militarization of police and the federalization and the internationalization of police, because the feds themselves are captured and occupied, that's just a fact. That is one of the biggest issues in the country. But the fact that the media could make, I don't know, what is it, a couple hundred, maybe, controversial cases maximum of black Americans being shot by police? Is that really the top issue in the country, or is millions of black babies aborted this year. Does that matter? No, no, no. That doesn't even blip on the radar screen. Every week I see an article where a black cop in a questionable shooting shoots a white person. There are no riots there because there is no media hyping it like the police just shot Martin Luther King. The media, run by the globalists, is hyping it. So you know it's not good. That's what I'm saying. The police killings of unarmed blacks in Ferguson, Missouri, and elsewhere, and the investigations and tumultuous protests they inspired was the top news story of 2014, according to the Associated Press annual poll of U.S. editors and news directors. See how it serves as a giant distraction? Not the president becoming a dictator. Not Raul Castro saying, be a dictator, use your powers. Not the open borders and legalizing the illegals. Not the global government being openly announced or our own government getting caught funding ISIS. And our own military saying no to it. None of that matters. In a year crowned with dramatic and often wretching news developments around the world, the number two story was the devastating outbreak of Ebola in West Africa, followed by the conflict in Iraq and Syria, fueled by the brutal actions of the Islamic State militants. How about fueled by the West publicly? When you really know what's going on, reading this, it's like 1984. It's like I'm working in the Ministry of Truth or something, reading this propaganda. Among the 85 voters casting ballots, first-place votes were spread among 15 different stories. The Ferguson entry received 22 first-place votes. Ebola, 11, and Islamic State stories, 12. And I guess it's kind of true that that would be the top story of the year, because they're just reporting on what the top story was. But the same media, state-run media, made it the top story so that we'd all be at each other's throats. And I know I harp on this because it's so central to everything. The president, outside of Congress since January, legalizes anybody and everybody that hits our shores. They've had top Border Patrol officials on record say, quote, we complete the smuggling process. We load them on buses. We give them money. They are shipped to Democratic Party facilities or to government schools or to Democrat homes or to churches, and that's it. I've got family that goes to a Methodist church, and they basically take up offerings to help finance all this. I mean, this is prolific, ladies and gentlemen. But, oh, that's not even a story. The president becoming a dictator, for all intents and purposes, is not a story. So I'll throw this out at the listeners, too. A, can we stop a race war, civil unrest being started? B, where do you focus your real political energy, your peaceful energy? But certainly you don't focus violent energy on cops. As I said, when the Civil War kicks off, if they're successful, that's who's going to take the brunt of it. And a lot of people at a primitive level will go, good, they deserve it. They've had authority and have been arrogant and imperious and brutal. Really, from small town cops to cops down your street, they've really been brutal to you? They've really, all of them? Because I've seen corrupt police growing up, drug dealing police. I've also seen police help a lot of people, and police have helped me. So, under the Constitution, it's a good thing. Under the New World Order system, yes, the police are under a bad system, but we need to attack the system intellectually and not follow MSNBC and Al Sharpton's cue, along with Media Matters, who again attacked me a month ago. I think the headline was, Deranged Alex Jones claims Obama and the Justice Department trying to stop race war and want to get cops killed. Can you guys pull that up? I want to read the quotes. Now you see it happening. They know full well I'm exposing them. They don't like it. Because when they're done wiping out a whole bunch of police and the full police state comes in, they're going to put real criminal thugs in who, when they order them to go mow down a bunch of people in the inner city, they'll do it. Or when they order them to come grab me and put a bag over my head and disappear me, they'll do it. That was their headline on the Bola. I forget their headline like a month ago. It was something like that about Jones's latest theory. Obama wants race war. I think Raw Story did that too. Mother Jones. All the usual White House-controlled suspects. But that's how communists and socialists always direct things, is at the grassroots government, because they want to just overthrow that or intimidate that so that it backs down and then lets them get in charge of the government apparatus at the top. There it is, Salon. Alex Jones's wild new Ferguson theory. The wing nut. Oh, that really discredits me using a, might as well call me the space alien. Radio host is convinced that the riots are merely the first salvo in Obama's nationwide race war. And then you go read my quotes. I said they're planning a war to start killing police, and you see what's happening. And again, I'm not bragging about how I'm right. I'm telling you we know what we're talking about here. And when they're done getting a race war with the police going, race/police war going, destabilization campaign, they'll fully federalize the police, and then they're going to flip it. They've already, behind the scenes, already done this. On to gun owners, returning veterans, constitutionalists, pro-lifers, evangelicals, and then on to anti-war groups, everybody on the left as well. And on to protest and freedom of speech, period. It will be seen as something that is linked to cops getting their heads blown off. And the police will go out and get more brutal, and then it's going to spread, and then they're going to get the orders to start targeting patriots, and patriots are going to see other patriots drug away and disappeared, and then patriots are going to start fighting back, and oh my gosh, is it going to be horrible. And you will see George Soros and all the rest of the Rockefellers and the rest, they'll go hide out in Europe. They'll go hide out in Monte Carlo or in Geneva or in London while all this goes down. And it is going to be hellish. And that's how you bring down America, and that's the plan. And that's why I talk about this at least once a week in detail, because if we don't turn this around, this is how they're going to take the nation down. And they're going to take out their enemy, the states and the cities, the independent jurisdictions, whether they be good, bad, or ugly, there's a mix. And the American people and the veterans that the globalists fear, they want to wear us out killing each other. And then they're going to roll in after 2-3 years of this. They're going to roll in with the UN troops, as Zbigniew Brzezinski and David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger have all been quoted in Foreign Affairs magazine of the Council on Foreign Relations. They've all shot their mouths off for 20 years about how they were going to use race riots and destabilization, balkanization. Just like they'll stir up a civil war in Syria and then say, oh, we got to go in to end the civil war. Or they'll start a civil war in Tunisia. Or they'll start a civil war in Egypt. They'll start a civil war in Iraq to then bring in their solution, breaking the countries up and putting them into larger super regions. This is a ancient Roman / British, in the more modern sense, great game is what it's called. Just Google British Empire, the great game. That's what it was called by Cecil Rhodes, by Kipling, by all of them. Just, it's all there. It's all public. The battle plan is public. And here's Time Magazine, and we're going to go to your calls. Oh, there it is. The Great Game was a term for the strategic rivalry and conflict between the British Empire and the Russian Empire. The supremacy in Central Asia. The classic Great Game period is generally regarded as a running approximately from the Russo-Persian Treaty of 1813 to the Anglo-Russian Convention of 1907. A less intensive phase followed the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917. That's right, British intel put V.I. Lenin in, declassified. In the post-Second World War, they put old Alois Hitler in there. In the post-Second World War, post-colonial period, the term has continued in use to describe the geopolitical machinations of great powers and regional powers as they vie for geopolitical power and influence in the area. The great game is usually attributed to Arthur Conley, the intelligence officer and the head of the British East India Company's 6th Bengal Light Cavalry. It was introduced into mainstream consciousness by British novelist Rudyard Kipling. See, my memory's pretty good. In his novel, Kim. I almost bought that for my son, Rex, yesterday. Kim. I was in a rare bookstore. I'm going to go back and get that. I almost bought him Kim. Scroll down for me. I forgot I read that when I was a kid. And then it just gets into divide and conquer, how they balkanize different tribes off against each other. You can see what they did in India right there, what they did in Pakistan. This is a public operation. They're going to run a great game on us here. The drug war is a great game. You ship most of the drugs in. You then control the big crime gangs. You shut down the small ones. You corrupt the police. And you imprison the general population who dares use the drugs for being so stupid. And then you put them in private prisons competing with the rest of the economy, lowering wages so only drugs is the economy. Oh, how did the British take down China? I forgot the opium wars, which is even pre-Great Game, but is Great Game. I mean, does anyone really want to know how the world works? Because it's all there. Tiger, tiger in the night. Tiger, tiger, burning bright. If there is the brightest star in the night, you know it is thee. John, Bill, Mike, Jacob, James, I'm going to go to all of you, but I'm going to say it again. I'm giving you the Death Star plans right now. I'm giving you the Rosetta Stone. I'm giving you the public documents of how this works. Are we all that dumb? That's what football's about. Coke, Chevy, Cowboy, Redskin. Black, white, male, female, gay, straight. This is how they just get us all obsessed on these surface issues while we're all being gang raped by the globalist. Now, after I take phone calls, I'm going to, at the bottom of the hour, I will get into this. North Korea threatens strikes on U.S. amid hacker claims. They deny they've launched a hack attack, but then say they'll basically blow up the White House. They can't even... They've got like 50-year-old Russian cars they drive there. But you talk about a Rosetta Stone. North Korea and Kim Jong-un is an example of you like big government moving to North Korea. It's an example of how pathetic the state is, what the state finally degenerates into when the state is God. When the state cannot be checked. When the state cannot be challenged. It creates stagnation and literal hell on earth. A dark age. The dark age devil kingdom. And then it's run by a toddling little wimp who can hardly walk at like, what is he, 25 years old or something? Third generation king who thinks it's cool to have Dennis Rodman, who wasn't cool 15 years ago. Who talks like Sauron. That's a joke video I saw comparing Dennis Rodman to Sauron's voice. And now these guys hacked Sony. I mean, this is all a psyop in my view. I've sat back and watched it, looked at it. North Korea's denied it. But they had to add their normal, we will blow your country up. And the minute the globalists want to, they'll just blow something up, say North Korea did it, and we're off the races. North Korea is absolutely horrible, absolutely terrible. But the people running us are 1,000 times more sophisticated and, at the end of the day, evil. I mean, North Korea is a lens into what government worship creates. Fox investigation, CDC may be hiding thousands of Ebola cases. That was on Fox News yesterday with an investigative report. I just know I got medical doctors saying, yeah, there's Ebola, and they just disappear the people. Just shows how they control things. Borders wide open. Nobody even seems to know that. We're going to get into Time Magazine saying right-wing militias are the real threat to cops. So they're getting everybody prepared for that. That's up on InfoWars.com. I'm going to go to break and come back, and I'm going to take your calls right through to the bottom of the hour. Then I'll get into North Korea, the latest on censorship with Team America, and the interview. Saudi oil chief says no conspiracy behind oil prices. That's a funny one because we know there's a OPEC's rigged. That's come out. Gun control advocate urges kids to inform on their parents, turn in their firearms. Actually, he tells kids to steal them out of the house and take them to the police. Pretty amazing stuff. That's all coming up. I want to thank all of the listeners, our AM&FM affiliates, for making the show possible, supporting our sponsors. Be sure to support our local AM&FM affiliates. Become sponsors or support local sponsors and let them know why you're supporting them. Spread the word about the broadcast. Get friends and family sitting around, you know, the tree this year. Get their iPhone, get their Droid, and say, hey, download the free apps at InfoWars.com/show. And you can still, you can't order the products at InfoWarsStore.com and still get them by Christmas. But you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where we have the nightly news, this show simulcast, all my films, and so much more. It takes 1 minute to sign up. It's $29.95 right now for a year. It's at $54.95. 20 memberships for the price of one. That's $2.50 a month. 12 cents a person is what it comes down to. PrisonPlanet.tv. You can, for $5.95, you can get a month trial membership and 20 people. You can be done with your Christmas shopping and give them the username and they can log on. Bam.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for. And I'm going to rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central. In InfoWars Nightly News. And I again want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. Let's go to John in Texas on the police topic. It's so transparent, even former deputy director of the FBI has come out and said that the White House and the Justice Department are responsible for promoting this narrative. It's so transparent. It's almost like there's a civil war in the government as well. Obama has the lowest approval rating of any modern U.S. president since they started taking polls. That's in the news today. The military absolutely loathes him. So the good news is the whole system isn't buying into this tyranny. The bad news is it doesn't matter because they're still getting it all through. What's your take on this, John?
Oh, you know, Alex, back in 1980 and when I was living in Michigan, I lost my job at Chrysler's and I had to take a job working for a security company driving a patrol car. And I had to work with a lot of police. And by and large, most of them treated me good, and I didn't have no problem. But once in a while, one of them would get up in my face and start screaming, calling me a pretending cop, and what the hell I was doing there. And it was all I could do to hold my temper, you know. That but what I'm saying is, a lot of cops are their own worst enemy, you know. Just
there is an extreme arrogance in a minority of them, and the police should absolutely rout that out, or it's going to allow the globalists to scapegoat them into an explosive civil war. I mean, do you agree with my point that the establishment, the George Soroses, want the cops to get the blame for everything instead of the system?
Well, they want to destroy the police, period. That's, you know, they want to put their police in there. They'll probably bring them from overseas or something, you know. They want us to turn on our cops. That's part of the game plan, you know.
Exactly. So how do we navigate this?
I don't know, but you got all these communist agitators out here forming all this stuff. I mean, they've been there since the 1960s, and then people are going to have to realize that's who's causing all this unrest, and they want a revolution. That's, you know, they want to be another Lenin or another the Trotsky or whatever, you know.
That's it. It's a great game. I mean, British intelligence, I can't believe that even on Wikipedia, they have links to major universities. They admit that the British helped bring down Russia, putting the communists in. That is so hardcore cold-blooded. And then the CIA and British intelligence put Mao in. That just lets you know who's running the show. I mean, these people are evil, and they now want to finally bring down what's left of America. And I just hope we're not stupid enough to go along with it. Good to hear from you, John. Bill in Michigan, first-timer on the police topic. So what do you think's happening?
Yes, Alex, your last caller here in Michigan, he hit the nail right on the head. And I disagree with these people just shooting, you know, our police officers. There is a lot of good ones out there, but there's also a lot of them that are out of control. And here in Michigan, I blame our governor, Ricky Bloomberg Snyder, you know. We have all these, like drunk driving stings and seatbelt stings. And, I mean, they're pulling you over in the middle of the day for a burned-out headlight.
Oh, yeah, it's total police state, revenue generation, totally federalized, predatory, and it's out of control.
It is, you know. And, I mean, but what shooting police officers isn't our solution, but us citizens, you know. I mean, are we just out here for prey for them or, you know?
The argument is you need to follow the law. I mean, half the Americans can't even pay for their inspection sticker now. You're supposed to walk to work? I mean, the country is falling apart. And it seems like the worse the economy, the more tickets they're writing. Meanwhile, Google and General Electric are tax exempt, and I pay 43% tax. It's just totally screwed up. Good to hear from you. Mike in New York. If that's the Mike that's called in for years, he's a retired police officer. I don't know if that's him. He hadn't called in about 6 months. And then we've got Jacob, James, Damien, and many others. Second hour coming up in 70 seconds. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's survival
Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.